Daniel Griffith loves the movies, even the movies many people find almost impossible to watch. He's made a career out of making documentaries about some of these films, many of which were shown on the television series Mystery Science Theatre 3000. That show featured a man and two robots watching the films and making fun of them. But while they were laughing at them, they were also celebrating them, according to Daniel Griffith. And now he too is celebrating these obscure drive-in movies from the 50s and 60s in movies about the films and the people who made them.
Coleman Francis, who directed BC Yucca Flats, a movie that most people can't even stomach sitting through. I did a documentary about the making of it. Most people come up to me and say, you know, your documentary is better than the movie. I could watch your documentary all the time. I could never watch the movie. And yeah, it means a lot to me to one degree, but really my thought was, you know, here's a guy who made a movie. He did everything he could to make the movie as good as he could under the limitations of whether it's creative or budgetary. He got out there. And some filmmaker, you know, 50 years later, decides it is important enough for him to invest some of his time to reach out to the people responsible and preserve that for history. So the story behind that movie is known.
While many people might dismiss these films as a waste of time for the viewer and a waste of time and money for the filmmakers, for Daniel Griffith, he sees them as a testament to the filmmaker's fortitude.
I find it fascinating that these people followed through. And I think in its own right, that is a talent. So many people are working on that great novel, or, you know, they're working on this composition, or they're working on an album of songs or whatever. They have really no way of getting their voice out there. And to follow through, to have the patience and the dedication to follow through means a lot. And I try to take a little lesson out of that when I'm doing stuff. Producing these documentaries is really complicated, and it's very trying, and it can get really exhausting, and you really don't understand why you're doing this in the first place. But to kind of follow through, to see it through to the end, whether it's what you envisioned or whether it's something you scarcely want to see ever again and you never want to talk about, it still means a lot that you had that learning experience.
Daniel makes between 6 and 10 documentaries every year for Shout Factory, a company producing DVDs of these old films. He made his first documentary about a film credited to K. Gordon Murray. Murray didn't direct the film. It was made in Mexico. He took the film and dubbed it into English before releasing it to drive-in theaters in the early 1960s. Called Santa Claus, it's ranked as one of the 100 worst movies ever made on the IMDb website.
Well, they approached me about doing a short documentary for one of their box sets for a movie called Santa Claus. It's a Mexican children's film that really made the career of K. Gordon Murray. And so they knew that I was doing this. They'd asked me, hey, could you put together something, just maybe a few interviews, you know, just talking about this film. And I said, of course, I'd be delighted because I love the movie. I actually think that that movie itself is one of the most bizarrely remarkable things to come out of the 60s. And that was actually made in 59, but still it resonates with the 60s. So they asked me to do this. I put together this documentary. I delivered it to them and they're like, whoa, you know, we were expecting like this little interview thing. We weren't expecting a documentary. You gave us a production. You shot these intro sections it's kind of funny as I sort of celebrated this movie as if it was made today, you know, how would it be advertised? And I thought, well, you know, it's a story that deals with Santa Claus as kind of a demigod type hero that's going to look after all the children of the earth and protect them from the devil who is out to corrupt them and make them into naughty kids.
Many of Daniel Griffith's documentaries have been included with DVDs of the Mystery Science Theatre 3000 series. He's now produced a 75-minute documentary on the show itself. For the first 4 seasons, the show was hosted and written by Joel Hodgson. He played the man sitting watching the films with the two robots. Listening to him talk about the series in the documentary made by Griffith, it's hard not to see the two as kindred spirits.
All the local TV shows I grew up with were either kid shows that did wraparounds for cartoons, or they were monster movie shows that were wraparounds for monster movies. So I decided to do like a hybrid that would be kind of like a kid show and a monster movie show. And it was called You Are Here. It was kind of like based roughly on a scene from The Omega Man with Charlton Heston. You know, there's some, you know, viral infection that's turning people into zombies. It's the last guy on Earth, and he's alone watching Woodstock in a movie theater, and he's going, look at all the people. And I decided, this would be what the guy does. He watches movies. He has a companion, Rex the Robot. And so it's the apocalypse. He's alone. He's watching bad movies. And he's got a robot companion. And that's when it kind of dropped on me, the idea of the silhouettes, the idea. And it's stuff I'd seen before in cartoons. There's an illustration on an Elton John album cover called Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, a song called I've Seen That Movie Too. And there's two characters watching a movie, and you see their silhouettes and their theater seats. And I remember in high school saying to myself, oh, that would be a cool, funny, cheap TV show. You could impose people over a movie and have them say funny things.
But while Joel Hodgson couched his affection for these films in often derisive remarks, Daniel Griffith takes a more straightforward approach.
I try to separate myself because there is Daniel the storyteller and then there's Daniel the fan. And while sometimes the two can coexist, I try not to make fan film. Because I feel like a fan film, you've already kind of made your mind up. I mean, you're sold. You know, you don't have to convince yourself, and so therefore you really don't feel a responsibility to convince anyone else. It also becomes a little bit more passion, so therefore you have almost an objective.
So your role is to sell these films, you think?
No. To me, my only role in doing documentaries is to celebrate history, to celebrate, I guess, human triumph or misfortune in some degree or another. It depends on how you look at the film.
The DVD celebrating the 25th anniversary of the series, Mystery Science Theater 3000, 25th Anniversary Edition, is released today on Shout Factory. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.